All right, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 6A, with Ramiro Pena. Fans, and it's a name that we're hearing in spring training, and he's a veteran, 30 years old, and has been around the big leagues and international ball as well. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, growing up in Mexico, and of course you played on the WBC team for Mexico. But tell me about baseball for you as a kid. What was it like for you, and who were the players you looked up to? How'd you learn how to play the game?
My dad introduced me to the game. I started to play ball since I was little. I play little leagues in Mexico, and then I signed in Mexico with a team, and I start playing pro over there. And then I signed in the U.S. and one of the guys that I used to look in the TV was Roberto Alomar, the second base, and then Derek Jeter. He was one of my teammate, at some point. So one of those I admired a lot of those two guys.
Ramiro Pena with us. You start off in this as a Yankee, and it's always interesting to get your feeling of what was it like to be a Yankee and be in the Yankee training camp with all the stars and the old players would come back. What was that like?
It was pretty special. To be honest, it was pretty special. When I get there, my first spring training there, I was like surprised, what am I doing here, with all these guys. And Sheffield, Randy Johnson was there, Petit. I mean, it was a lot of guys in there, and Jeter. And then at some point started, realize that maybe I got a chance to be there in that team, and I started working a little bit harder, and the things came out good, and I finally made the roster.
Yeah, you made the roster in 2009. Mm-hmm. You're on the playoff roster now. You didn't get into the World Series, but what are your World Series memories of 2009?
Oh, it was pretty, special too, because it was my first year in the big leagues, and then I got the chance to be champion. So I was in the series, and I usually don't look to the stands, just to trying to concentrate in the game, but those games were loud, those were really loud, and at some point I was looking to the stands, and it's impressive how a World Series game is.
So you have a World Series ring. Where is it?
Yeah, it's in Mexico. I think I got it in the bank, so kind of in the storage, so I haven't seen it in a few years, but I want another one too.
Absolutely. Ramiro Pena, our guest here. Now, you play all the infield positions, and you play second, short, and third. What's your natural position?
I think shortstop. I used to play shortstop a lot, and with the Yankees, I was playing shortstop in the minors pretty much every day. I was an everyday shortstop, and then I came up and it was a little bit tough to play short in there, but so I had to learn to play second, third, and became an utility guy.
All right, favorite day in the big leagues, and you've been in the big leagues, of course, the minor leagues with the Padres, you've been with the Braves, and with the Yankees, and now here in camp with the Giants. Do you have a favorite day of the big leagues for you? A day that say, boy, that was a good day.
I mean, I get a, like, game-wise, I have good days, but I think my first AB, my first hitter, I got in my first AB, so that was pretty special. And my first homer was pretty special because they play me a good joke, the silence treatment, so it was fun. It was fun. And then the championship, too, it was pretty special, too.
Yeah, well, the silent treatment's always fun. And yeah. So they do that for 100 years, they do that. And do you remember how it happened, who you hit it off of, and how it happened? We could look it up if you don't remember.
It was Hochever, I think, from the Royals. Yes, yeah. Yes, he threw my cutter in, and I kind of react to the ball, and I hit it out in the Yankee Stadium. So I remember I was running the base and getting the dugout, say hi to the manager, coaches, and then I realized, something is missing here, what's going on? And then I look, everybody see it, you guys got me. And then I figured out there was Posada and A-Rod, they kind of ball, tell him, you know, to everybody sit and just chill. And it was funny. It was good.
Very
it was
funny.
Good.
Yeah, Ramiro Pena with us. And Joe Torre, the manager of that team. What was it like? I assume Joe Torre was the manager then?
In 09, it was Joe Girardi.
Okay,
but I got Joe Torre in his sprint training in 06, 07.
Okay.
And it was pretty special to me, too. He inspired me to do better, to be better. He told me, you know, you can play, try to be better, you know, because I also, like, I'm not a very strong guy. I'm kind of skinny and used to be way skinnier than right now. So I was like 170 pounds. So I'm like, hey, you need to, you know, build a better body to be here, but I know you can play. And every time I saw Joe Torre, you say thanks, you know, for all the advice that he gave me and you know, to put me in the right way too.
Yeah, boy, it's nice to have Ramiro Pena with us. As I wanted to get you on the show because when I watch you on the field, as I told you the other day, it's obvious you know your way around a major league field. You play with a lot of confidence and you've been around a long time, and it shows in your game. The WBC is always interesting. Mexico's always got something cooking. There's always a little controversy or something. Tell me about Mexico and the WBC.
I mean, you know, I think we got a lot of pride, you know, in our country, you know, Mexico. I think we are proud people, and we always trying to win. I think like everybody does, but I don't know. I think it's pretty special, that thing, because we used to came together. I mean, that last World Classic, it was fun because not many people know each other. I mean, we know we're Mexican. We never talk that much, so it was a good friendship team. So we kind of build a good relationship after that, and we tried to win. We tried to win, and it was tough classic for us, but. You know, it's something that the team don't want it, but it happens, you know.
Yeah, well, arguments. It happens in baseball. But would you do it again? I mean, play in the WBC again?
Yeah, I was playing second base. I was second bat, and it was good. I had good games, but we didn't advance, so now we have to play the pre-classic, so it was fun.
All right. One more for Ramiro Pena. You're a Giant. You're in spring training here at Giant. How did you, you know, is it good? How'd you get here as a Giant? What do you think of the camp?
Oh, so far, I love it. I love this team. It's really good. Really, you know, like a lot of friendship here. It's a good team. It's really good team. The coaches, the staff has been great to me. And like I say, I think there's a lot of teammates, a lot of communication here. Guys, you know, talking with everybody and treating everybody the same, you know, like, you know, special guys. So it's has been fun. I like it, and it surprised me. To be honest, it surprised me to, you know, like when the Giants call me, hey, we're interested in you, you know. Just, so to me, it means a lot because last year how I ended up, I thought I never come back this year. I never thought I'm going to come back, you know. So when the Giants called me, I was like, wow, the Giants. So interesting. So maybe they saw something that you know, like, so it was good.
Yeah, no, you're a nice player. You are, and I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being on the show. Pleasure to meet you, and I'm glad the fans could get to hear you. And believe me, things happen in baseball, and you've been around, and I think you're going to be part of what's happening here. So appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. And, you know, hi to everybody to listen to this show.
All right. That's Ramiro Pena. More coming up in KNBR 680, the sports leader.